the Conrad and Jack Show presents Monday Morning Papers.
Please buy a paper from me.
I was trying to bring the energy. That's how Conrad normally starts the show. Since he's not here, I was trying to bring it. Welcome to Monday Papers. As always, I'm Casey. As always, when Conrad's not here, it's Skin Man.
Most always.
Usually.
Yeah.
But always, when Conrad's not here, you're my number one replacement.
Well, thank you.
Mainly because you're the only one I think that answers when I call anymore. I mean, I don't, you know.
That would narrow it down.
That's in general, though. I think I'm down to, like, I've got, like, 45 or 50 people in my phone book.
Right.
And I'm down to, like, 6 that answer.
Right.
To be fair, I think it's because for years it was the opposite. Like, I never answered, so now they're just returning the favor. At least that's how I look at it. Like, it's a little joke they're playing with me.
So how do you like it?
I don't really care. I'll be honest. I don't really call any of them, so if I do, it's just to tell them their house is on fire, or sorry, I set your house on fire, or what do we do here? Or what are we doing here? This is Monday Morning Papers. Today we are the Paper Boys. If you're listening, you're listening to us on Mixlr.com/FalconFM. That's Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R. If you're watching, us on the Facebook. We're live on the Monday Morning Papers page. So anybody that follows that, that's where we are. If you're listening on Mixlr, you want to see Skin Man and Mai's big dumb faces. You want to see my black tracksuit with Skin Man's dirty workman suit. That's what you can do. We don't have it yet. We're working on a smell feature to where you go to an app and it's got a little funnel, I believe. I don't know how it works, but you put your nose in there and then whatever smells of here, which are normally smoke, alcohol, food of some sort, farts of many sorts, all kinds of just strange and manly, beautiful smells. That's what you'll get out of this new app we're working on. So,
tonight's wonderful smell is brought to you in part by grease and oil,
mixed with Little Caesars and vodka. What do? We go to generally not the car, the statement. We go to MSN homepage. We search for stories. They've got a scrolling banner of trending stories. Everybody's is different. If you're like me and you search, I don't know, cowboys or weed whacker or whatever you happen to search, Dukes of Hazzard quotes, all of a sudden your banner is just bombarded with cowboys stuff and just whatever. It gets to know you. It gives me vegetarian recipes. It gives me alcohol news, Vegas ticket news. I mean, it mixes all kinds of stuff in there. Also with trending stories. What have you been up to, Mexico? Or sorry, Skin Man, what have you been up to, buddy?
Oh, not really a whole lot.
You do have a big story that happened basically from the end of last week's show.
Right.
Until the following morning at some point.
Yes.
I think everybody heard, I think on air we discussed you were going to meet him.
Yes.
But not anything else. So this week, Wednesday, we've got an exclusive Skin Man and Chip extravaganza.
Yes.
There was an interesting message the next morning. Basically, one person was escorted out, one left with an escort. So we'll find out that story. That's not what it was, but it was something along those lines. Nobody left with a chick, but somebody was asked to leave.
I made sure that the details were very foggy.
Yeah, vague. Nobody knows besides, unless Chip's told somebody.
I don't know.
He don't talk to me, so there's no worries of me knowing. As of me coming here after work, Conrad didn't know.
Right.
So I think we're good there. So I think everybody's safe there. But other than that, is there anything? What have you been up to? What'd you do this weekend? Anything exciting? Any events? Any family reunions?
There was a light family reunion.
Okay,
there was a surprise birthday party for Sarah's cousin.
Okay.
She had turned 50, and she was completely surprised. There were three different other birthdays there at the local bar. And so they
family and people she didn't expect. She just thought she was going out for drinks for her birthday.
Yeah.
And people surprised her.
She was almost leaving the house with a stocking cap on.
So did Zach go to this event and Skin Man leave? Or did Skin Man show up and Skin Man leave? Or did Zach come and go?
Well, we're actually the same person.
Well, I mean, you are, but sometimes.
Oh, you're talking alter ego.
Yeah, I'm talking alcohol fueled.
That would be Jessup Osgood.
Okay. Did Blue Rock Shooter, did Blue Rock Shooter show up or... Did Skin Man show up and Blue Rock leave?
No, Jessup stayed at bay.
Okay, calm evening.
Yeah.
No possible nude stories or nothing that we could get from Sarah later.
No.
Okay.
No, nothing like that.
No, you didn't have to call nowhere and tell them you were sick the next day.
That's true.
Okay.
Because it was Saturday, but...
Well, I mean, we did an event on a Saturday where you had to call in sick.
Yeah.
Is the reason I bring that up.
Right.
And your sick was leading from Blue Rock, Jessup, as you said, showing up.
Yeah.
So I just want to know if that guy came out, because Sarah always gives me those stories later on. I like to get her perspective.
Well, that would be the true perspective.
Yes, not the clouded perspective. Like I always used to, I tell all these stories, but Amy, you know, I did this and that, and Amy's like, no, he walked through a plate glass window.
See?
He punched a
tree. It's not that we're lying.
It's just what we remember is different.
Right.
Or the visions we see are different.
Right.
Well, myself this weekend was a big event. The wife's birthday. I did what I did what I always do. I didn't get her anything. I'm a horrible husband. I had said something the day before. It wasn't that I didn't.
Did you make her breakfast?
No, she made me breakfast. Strange.
Okay.
So here's how the day starts off. I go to bed late. I think I stayed up playing video games 1-2 morning, something. I don't know. I couldn't sleep, so I'm up. I go to sleep late. I get up. It's a later Saturday for me, 9:20, something like that. By the time I think I'd been up earlier. By the time I get out of bed, I go to start the shower, like to get up clean.
Right.
She says, hey, you want an omelet? I said, sure. Hop in the shower, do my shower thing, get out, omelet ready, eat the omelet, sitting there. My daughter has a basketball tournament.
Right.
Oh, what time do we need to be there? She's doing a free throw competition before. They're doing a 3-point competition. Some of the Derby girls are doing that. Oh, happy birthday, honey. It's not that I didn't forget it. It's 10:40 about now. It's not that I didn't forget. Or that it's not that I forgot it was her birthday. It's just I really didn't remember what the day was. Does that make sense?
Right.
Like, I knew it was her birthday when I went to bed. I don't know. So, like usual, I don't really always, like, last year my New Year.
It's not your fault. You thought it was Tuesday.
Exactly. I think every day is Tuesday.
Right.
Last year my New Year's resolution was to buy her something for every major event. And I did.
Right.
This year, that's not my resolution. So I took her out for dinner. We went out with the kid and both the kids and the the kid's boyfriend, the right. daughter's boyfriend, went to a wonderful Mexican joint over here in Derby.
Right.
Had basketball tournament. Blaze played good. That's about it. So that's about what my week's been. I did have a big thing happen today. I started telling you about it. Last week, me and Conrad were sitting at work, and we're always looking for stories, things right. to find. My scrolling banner talked to me about Impossible Burgers. I'd heard of them before. It's a basically a vegetarian burger that isn't. I mean, it tastes, has the texture. It cooks like a regular burger. They call it the bleeding burger.
It already sounds impossible.
Exactly. So today, my lifelong dream was fulfilled. I finally got my Impossible Burger through a gift card that I was able to provide you lunch with.
How do you make a vegetable bleed?
I know that's what there's apparently a red substance that you can extract from vegetables called, I'm not going to say it because I've been saying it like a German all day, H-E-M-E, heme?
Heme.
Yeah, that's how I've been saying it all day.
Heme.
But, so, apparently it's the same chemical in essence that makes meat red. So they've figured out how to extract this, mix it with all these other things.
I think that's pronounced tomato juice.
Possibly. But anyways, I had this thing today. I took my first bite. I've been a vegetarian since I was 18. I'm now 37. During that first bite, I said, did I just give it all up? Am I not a vegetarian anymore? I'm eating this thing and it's greasy.
So like, you're worried about your soul at this point.
Yeah, and not really, because everybody's sitting there going, well, so what? I mean, everybody that eats meat, to me, that's a huge deal. So I'm sitting there and I'm eating this and I keep looking up stories and I continue to do this all day. This is the closest, and everybody today says, why don't you just start eating meat? I said it was the greatest burger I've had since I've been a vegetarian. Well, they say, why are you a vegetarian? I don't want to kill shit and it have to die for me to eat, is essentially what it comes to. There's more to it, but that's essentially what it is. But I did like the taste of some of the stuff. So these geniuses, this company owned by Bill Gates, this madman that brought us these talking, searching, wonderful MSN engine brewing machines, got behind a company that is bringing us meat out of plants.
So you're eating motherboards.
Yes, I'm eating computers is how I look at it.
Right.
And I knew that was the technology was the way of the future. I didn't know this was it.
Right.
So I continually, and I know it was bothering Conrad to say the least, because I continually talked to everybody I could see today about Impossible Burgers. Every chance that was not taken by customer time, I was reading reviews and watching taste tests and videos on this Impossible Burger, because I wanted to find the loophole. Did somebody finally find the loop and say, they're just burgers. They're impossible that we got all right. these vegetarians to eat fucking meat.
Right.
And apparently it's not. I can't find nothing that says it is. I watched probably 6 to 7 taste tests today. Like one was like this hardcore burger chef dude makes his own and eats it, freaks the fuck out. Like,
right.
Great. Watch some dude that tastes all these vegetarian ones. He's a vegetarian. And then I was searching one, and it led me to this great site, something I'd never heard of, called a reducitarian, I believe is what it is. And what
that's made up.
It is. I believe it is, because what it is, it's basically it's a vegetarian's trying to turn people, but slowly. It's like
right.
Chantix for meat eaters, or like, you know what I mean, for smokers' version of Chantix.
Right.
It like gives you these goals where gives you all these things where, you know, stopping one meal a day eating meat will do this for you, this for the environment, this for blah, blah, blah. Stopping one day a week will do this, you know, just all
right.
this. And it gives you these goals. One of them was January, and it was making January Vegetarian Month.
Right.
They had a Wingetarian, where on every Wednesday you're a vegetarian, or some, you know, it was just all these different things. But it was basically, that's what it was some genius vegetarian out there who went after the people that are trying to search this Impossible Burger.
Right.
To bring them into their Reducetarian, because they're trying to get on those, because there's those, San Francisco, I think, is like the prime example of all these people live in there. A lot of them eat meat still.
Right.
But they're all world conscious, environmental, not all, but a lot of them. They drive the Prius. They're going after those people that think, oh, I can still eat some, you know, some meat and blah, blah, blah.
Now, what do you mean those people?
That's true. Sorry. The environmentally conscious people is what I mean. Those people.
Oh, the fags.
Yes. Me and my friends.
Right.
I don't know. It's funny because this whole week, and it's not, it's kind of a slap in the face of how bad at that I am.
Right.
Because I think I'm a fairly health conscious person. I look around at what I eat and how I eat and the things that are in what I think are good. I'm not. I think I'm a fairly environmentally conscious person as I use my plastic bags, my paper plates, my plastic fork. It's so hilarious. I look around, you know, like you go to Vegas now, and I know it's in California. You can't do the straws. They've
right.
taken the straws completely away. You do the paper ones. You find some that aren't as bad. Some that are like rolling this napkin up and drinking out of it. But I realized how bad I am.
Doesn't seem very efficient.
It doesn't at all. You drink less. I found out you drink a lot less. And you use a lot less straws. I'm not a big straw person, really, anyway. Only certain things. But I'm fine without one. I go to places. It's only the germaphobe in me that wants a straw because I don't want to drink the glass that somebody else's lips have been on and not washed well or whatever.
Right.
I know most people don't think about that.
Yeah, I don't really care.
I know. But I was a grease head, but I was still.
I got grease and oil all over my hands, and I'm eating pizza.
That's clean to me. That's your grease and oil. That's not somebody else's taint juice. That's the difference. When I go places and I touch a salad after somebody else touches a salad, and then a minute later, my hands are in my pants, and I'm feeling the spot between my butthole and there just for some weird random reason, and then I go back to that salad bar, I think, does anybody else do that? And then I think,
sure, they all do.
They all do. So I don't want their taint burgers. I want my Impossible Burger. So that's my story. I don't know if I'll do it this week. One of these shows, I'm going to get Impossible Burgers for everybody. I thought about trying to do a weird thing where I get a burger from somewhere else too. These are cooked different. They're like the Freddy's flat burgers where they just kind of smash them in there. So I'd have to find somewhere that everybody didn't. Anyways, we're going to do a taste test.
So they're a quarter inch thick.
Yeah, they're a quarter pound burger, but they're thin, but they're good. All the taste tests, you make them your own. They come where you pack them together, you press them. I think it's, however you make them, armpit burgers, knee pit.
Right.
I like to sit on them.
No, panini.
Yeah, but I like that little lift in them.
Right.
I don't wear nothing when I sit on them. It's not weird. I clean my butt and sit right on them. Throw them on the grill, cook them. What do we do here? We read stories.
Yes.
I tell stories, too, but I'm done for now.
Speaking of stories.
Okay, what do you got?
Did you watch the...
oh, yeah, I forgot.
The Chieftain and Patriots?
Well, I was talking to Skin Man earlier, and I said, hey, let me forget, I'm going to bring up a little bit of sports. We don't do a lot. I said it was kind of a local thing, but it's not. It's the final four teams in football, so it's the teams going to the Super Bowl. But here, where this podcast originates from, our local team, I guess, would be the Kansas City Chiefs.
Which is in Missouri.
Yeah. But we claim them. It's the closest we got. We were hoping for a Missouri showdown, the Chiefs-Rams. Didn't happen. We also wanted a barbecue versus bourbon showdown, which would have been pretty cool. Saints, Chiefs, didn't happen. I'm not a big Chiefs fan, but I was rooting for them. Locally, I think this would have been one of the more exciting Super Bowls.
There's a lot of people that do not like Tom Brady.
Oh, God. Yeah. Extreme amount. They are, and I think that...
Let me just rip that scab right off.
Well, there's a story I read where he walked into before the game yesterday, and I don't know, there's a bunch of people standing around, and he said, I'm the baddest motherfucker in the world. I'd say brash, I'd say bold, but then I'd say I agree. I'm not a Tom Brady fan. I'm not a Patriots fan. They're the greatest dynasty in football history. There's no debating that now. You can debate it. You can say they cheat, the refs give it to them. All those things may be true, but they do it, keep getting away with it, and keep winning. They lose a lot of Super Bowls, but they're constantly there. This team was supposed to be done. They were however far along, done, dead in the water, and still get there. That's not what I was trying, the route I was trying to go. I was trying to lean toward my sympathy toward my Chiefs fans. My family, my mom, my brother, most all my cousins, everybody that's a sports fan is a Chiefs fan. In this studio, I don't think there's any necessarily. Mojo, which is a huge supporter of all of these shows, is an avid, big, lifelong Chiefs fan.
Right.
He was riding on a wing all day yesterday as along with a lot of people. He's actually one of my people that I want to discuss right now.
I started the trash talk with Mojo yesterday at, I believe it was 12:40.
Okay.
The game didn't start until like after 5:30.
Yeah.
It's like, well, let's get this rolling.
Yeah, I seen that. Mojo put that early and he's like, let the applause begin. Let the likes begin.
Right.
He put it right on there. They started their shit talking early, as I think a lot of the way Facebook took me yesterday. I've been I don't want to say clear of it. I get on there and check it. I stay up to date with the pages. I try to like and share and do that, but I don't do as much scrolling as I used to. Yesterday, I said to myself, I'm going to scroll. What I found was a mix of noon, optimism, and just sheer already give up. Anywhere from, this is our year, this is our kid, we're riding this wagon, to, at least we made it this far. If we lose, so what? At least we lost to Tom Brady. I mean, it was just all this. But then the game kicks off. Chiefs go down early. It was basically in just this domino effect of Chiefs fans already going. It was a mix of hate and sad. It was.
Where were you watching the game?
At home. I didn't go nowhere. I kind of do that lately. Sports people suck. You have the diehards who live and die by them, who will be pissed at their best friend, love their best friend, whatever. Then you have the fake fuckers who couldn't name three people on the team,
right,
who were there wearing everything Chiefs with the little Chiefs thing on their face, and they're going crazy, and then they're, Tom Brady, blah, blah. And then you have the ones who talk about Steve Craig and when Montana was the quarterback, who may have used to have been a Chiefs fan, but not currently a fan, kind of like the resurgence of the Royals fans of the 3 years ago who are all gone now.
Right.
But, so I don't. I sit at home. I'm at home for this. So I'll get your take on it in a second. But it was this waterfall, not TLC's Chasing Waterfalls, but this waterfall of tears, and I knew they were going to do it. This is what the Chiefs do. Here we go again. Right after halftime, that kid, that gunslinging golden boy, Mahomes, starts doing his thing. He hadn't played great. The O-line wasn't protecting. The Patriots should have beat him. They're the better, more experienced team. They had 36 guys on their roster who had been in an AFC championship. The Chiefs had nobody. You couldn't tell these Chiefs guys that. They fought back, went into overtime. But watching them go up and oh, we got it, oh my God, to Patriots fans, oh, well, I mean, blah, 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 to then they go down to, it was this glorious, just, I don't know how to describe it, but watching just this one person, six different ones where they'd say, oh, I knew they were going to lose, oh, I knew they could do it the whole time, to where then 2 minutes are left and they say, oh, we shouldn't have gave Tom Brady 2 minutes, to where he ties it, oh, I knew it, to where get into overtime, oh, Chiefs are going to win, it's our year, to they lose, I, you know, it was just,
right.
I've never seen the most mixed emotion, and maybe it's because my friends are local, and a lot of them Chiefs fans, that I see it so much, but never any other sporting event have I ever seen that much up and down roller coaster. So you were at a bar,
yeah,
watching this event.
Yeah.
Chiefs, basically all Chiefs fans.
There was one Patriots fan that I saw, and he was from Boston.
And you became a Patriots fan yesterday, correct?
No, it was, when was it? 05?
But when they started winning Super Bowls?
Well, I became a Patriots fan out of default.
Okay.
Because of all the people that we know, if I would choose their same team that uh-huh. they've always liked, they'd be pointing to me and saying bandwagon.
Okay.
And
so you might as well get on a team that was a bandwagon team.
Well, just lay it on thick. That's how I like it. But I didn't want somebody saying bandwagon.
Yeah.
So I went with the Patriots because nobody was rooting for the Patriots.
No. I still, to this day, I have...
It was either that or the Raiders. And the Raiders, when they win, they burn the city. And when they lose, they burn the city.
I think you picked right there. I know a lot of Raiders fans. A lot of my friends are Raiders fans. They're just as bad. They were on there just as much as the Chiefs fans.
Right.
But they were the opposite. Every time they're, oh, I knew they were, I want them to lose, I want them to lose. Then they're up, oh, shit. And then, so it was kind of similar. I don't hate you for that. I don't really care. I'm one of those guys that I used to hate the Yankees because they always win. Then I started respecting the dynasty. I used to hate the Spurs. I'm going sports here for a minute.
Right.
Because they always win. And then I got to see Popovich and listen to him coach and see what he's done with multiple casts of players. And then you go back and you start watching the Patriots. Starting with that first Super Bowl the year after 9/11. When I think they were supposed to win it.
Right.
Okay. I gave them that one. That was good for the country. Patriots, you know, I think Boston won a title right around then. Like all these things kind of, they all made sense. It was okay with me.
That was one of my other questions when I was picking a team.
Okay.
To root for.
Okay. Who won the year 9/11 or who?
It's like, well, which team cheats the most?
That's true.
Because there's no such thing as a fair fight.
Yep.
And if you don't cheat to win, you're not trying.
And we discussed this, and you also just heard me call them the pay-cheated. So I still hold angst, and I'm still grumpy over them. But I respect the shit out of them. My boy Tom Brady is from Michigan. I'm a Michigan man.
Right.
I've never liked him.
Right.
But I respect what he's done. He wasn't a good college quarterback.
Right.
He was not supposed to be anything in the pros. And then he just keeps winning. He's 41 now, should be in a booth somewhere or whatever, you know, talking about the game, and he's still winning. He's watched great quarterbacks come and go. He's beat. I mean, no, I can't hate him anymore. I mean,
right.
I do. I don't want him to win. I'm still rooting for the Rams, who beat my Cowboys out.
Right.
But I respect him. I don't know at this point. I mean, if they lose, I'm happy. If they win, I don't care.
Right. It really doesn't matter to me either way.
Yeah, you're not like a diehard.
But it makes the trash talk easier if you're rooting for a team rather than just not rooting for anything at all except just
against people.
Right.
Yeah, and that's where I was. Like I said, that's the reason. I won't say I jumped on the Chiefs bandwagon because I was not hurt. I was actually. It turned out to be a great game. I was pissed early because it was just a bad game. But then it became a good game, and I was okay with it.
When it became a close game, it was just a roller coaster.
I don't like...
It was fun.
I gave up on football after the Cowboys lost. I'm not going to lie. I kind of went into this weekend nah, I don't really care.
Piss on it.
Yeah.
They took my team, Mom. I quit.
Right.
So, and I haven't been that way for quite a while because Cowboys haven't, they had 1 year a couple years ago. They should have won it. Got screwed. The catch. Anybody that's a football fan knows Dez got screwed on the catch. And then some turmoils happened since then. Zeke got punished for something he did when he was a freshman in college, his third year in the NFL, blah, blah, yada, yada, yada. To this year, we were supposed to be nothing. After 5 weeks, we were nothing. Then we just kind of turned it on to where I thought we could maybe.
Right.
And we didn't. So I was just, shut it off. Shut it off. On to baseball. So I do, anybody that's a Chiefs fan out there, I'm sorry. You guys were sad today. But I think a lot of Chiefs fans are, at the end of it, I've seen some excitement still. You got a freaking young stud kid.
Me and my oldest daughter were sitting there at a table with two of my really good friends and then some other friends. And, you know, they were all rooting for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And the whole room was just dead silent after the game was over.
Oh, yeah.
And then I saw the one other Patriots fan walk outside. And he's out there and he goes in to have a cigarette. And then he just looks up and I'm pretty sure he was laughing. Because the bar was pretty much like a
red. Yeah.
It was like a funeral was going on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I think the mood in Wichita today was that.
Right.
But I think a lot of optimism. They got a lot to look forward to. So our Super Bowl ends up being the Rams and the Patriots. It'll be a good game. Good offense. I think this is one that I keep saying, like, give TB12 one more and make him walk away.
Right.
But the fact that if he makes the game, win or lose, both gives him reasons to come back.
Well, win or lose, the trash talk with Mojo is just going to read delicious.
I don't know. He seemed trite after the game.
I kept telling my daughter, it's like, I should call him. I don't think he'll answer, but I should call him.
I think he would have.
I should call and then just laugh. And so my oldest daughter said, Dad, no. Don't leave him alone.
You don't know how to.
He's already pissed off about
the
game.
He's your friend.
Just leave him alone.
If he's your friend. Well, that's why I want to do it, honey, because he's my friend.
Well, she knew better to say, well, he's your friend. It's like, yeah.
That's not going to help. That's actually going to talk me into it.
I should buy an air horn on the way home to go ahead and call and purr, purr.
So that's sports talk. Thanks for joining us on 107 The Buzz. Hi. I'm Pat Thomas, and this is Tom Thomas. We're talking sports. So, somber mood, Super Bowl set, big party, Conrad's at 2 weeks. Doesn't sound like Bradshaw's going to appear, but it sounds like we may have a couple other guests.
Right.
I was working on a Bradshaw. My wife works at a company. I thought maybe I could pull something off that it was at least a big printout of him, and then we could cut it out. And we make our own.
Right.
I don't think it's going to happen. So I may have to draw one. But
it'll be perfect.
We know with my Ronnie Millsap,
yes,
and all of my other wonderful hand-drawn creations, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can mess up a Terry Bradshaw. No matter what I draw, it's going to be better than what is there. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean that in the truest way I can say it.
You're right.
Did it come off bad?
Everything you're saying is correct.
Minnesota will soon be one of the only two states with 3-2 beer or 3-2 alcohol laws. Oklahoma City. Beer snobs are raising their mugs to a stronger brew in three states that once forbid grocers from selling anything but the low alcohol brands. The changes could indirectly chill the industry in two other such regions. So basically, Oklahoma and Minnesota are the only places that you still can get 3-2 beer. So does that mean Kansas 6-point can be sold now in guest or anywhere?
That's how it sounds.
That sounds to me. So I guess after the store, we're going to Quick Trip to get some 6-point.
Well, or we could just take a leisurely jaunt down to Oklahoma to get that delicious 3-2 beer.
That was actually going to bring me to kind of why the story was alcohol related, so it brings you in. But I actually partied or hung out with a group of guys that preferred to drink 3-2 over 6-point. Two reasons.
One, they like to pee a lot.
Yes, that was it. Well, basically, I think it was kind of the opposite side. Well, same side. They knew they were going to drink 30 beers no matter what.
Right.
That's how they drank. It wasn't a drunk level. It was like a number. I don't know. And the 3-2 beer was like $3 cheaper.
Right.
So when you know you're going to drink 30 beers, you're going to get the same kind of drunk level regardless.
Right.
Whether they're 6-point at 3 once you're up to 30. Because at that point, you're peeing out at least 2% of alcohol every, 10 minutes after 10 beers? That's how I tell myself so I can drive after at least.
Well, I suck at math, so I don't know.
But I'm just saying, if you're peeing 2% every 10 minutes, after an hour, you're sober.
That sounds right.
So you got to keep going. You're chasing the dragon.
Right.
Is what, or the beast. I don't know what they call it.
I think it's the beast. Chasing the dragon is heroin.
Oh. Well, I'm chasing the dragon. You're chasing the beast. Welcome back to Talking Drugs. Maybe October. Until October, Oklahoma grocers and convenience stores could stock beer with only up to 3.2% alcohol content. Considerably lower than even leading light beer brands, liquor stores were able to sell stronger 8.9% beer. What do you drink that's 8.9?
IPA.
Okay. See, I only drink 6. Is that what like Bud Light is?
Yeah.
So I drink 6-point.
Right.
I mean, I drink 6 of them, so I drink 36-point.
Right.
Alcohol.
You start getting into the craft beers and they go anywhere from 6-point to, well, actually, anywhere from 5-point to 13.
So I'm going to clean up my story. Voters approved the change to allow stronger sales in Oklahoma. The only two states left are Utah and Minnesota. Kind of makes sense. You would think in Minnesota, though, when you're dating your sister, you'd want a stronger alcohol.
That's true.
Now, I don't know a lot about Minnesota. That was just closest I could think. Do you know anything about Minnesota?
No.
Okay. I know a lot about Utah.
I know that's where Prince was from.
Ah! I still think I'm right. I know they have like a... They talk like they're from... They're smashed in between Kansas and Canada. Does that make sense?
Well, no, because you're forgetting about Nebraska.
Well, I don't mean they're literally... They talk like... If somebody from another part of the world seeing somebody from Kansas.
So they have that northern accent.
Yeah. Yeah. But not the Wisconsin cute one.
Right.
You know, like, I don't mind you talk to a girl from Wisconsin, you don't know what she looks like, but yeah, it's okay. Minnesota, you have a good idea. And it don't matter what she sounds like, you just have a good idea.
Right.
I really don't know nothing about people from Minnesota. So congratulations, Oklahoma. We can't go there, so now we have to go to Minnesota or Utah for our 3-2 alcohol needs.
Right.
So we're getting drunk everywhere but Utah. What'd you have for us? You have any stories ready to go? I seen you chuckling.
Yeah.
Make me chuckle.
It was, I got to get to the top of the page because the title is what really made me click onto this. Mysterious floating package sparks bomb scare. Turns out to be a NASA experiment.
Yeah, calling the bomb squad. Yeah, they're right down the canal. There's, I don't know what it is. It's a package floating. There's only two options. It's another pack of that poopy, or it's a bomb.
Yeah, there's You had a call about a bump?
Yeah, ma'am. I'm walking my kids here right along the canal here.
You shouldn't walk your kids around with a bomb.
Well, the bomb came floating up on us. I'm going to say if anybody in this situation is out of place, we're here every day. The bomb's not usually here.
Yes, yes, sir. And what time did you start drinking this morning?
Ma'am, hold on a second.
Sir, are you in the bathroom?
No, I was just actually putting a little vodka in my drink. I had already put the mixer in there, and I was just adding a little vodka. I'm shaking, okay? It's been traumatic, okay?
Sir, is there a timer on this bomb?
I don't know. It's in a black plastic bag, I think. I don't know. It's got to be a bomb. I've never seen anything floating in this canal that was not a bomb.
Floating, sir. Could you use your time more constructively on something?
Ma'am, I've already flagged down an officer. Oh, officer, thank you, sir. Sir, thank you. I'm on the line with the 911. Yeah, she's not. You see that? See that? See that right there? Yeah, that's what I'm, ma'am. Ma'am.
Yes.
The officer's here. He sees what I'm pointing at.
You need help?
Well, I'm frozen, okay? Not like the great Disney tale, but I'm here with my daughter.
Are you in the canal?
No, I'm on the walking path.
Have you broken through the ice?
No. Listen, I'm walking, okay?
You said you were frozen.
I am, okay?
You also said you were drinking. Is there an officer there?
I'm frozen.
Or is that a stop sign?
That's an officer. Dewey. Officer Dewey is here. Yeah, ma'am. That's Officer Dewey. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I see that, ma'am. I see the. I'm not gonna lie. Okay, this gentleman appears to be drunk. He's walking a dog and a stick. Okay, there's not a daughter here. Okay, so you are right to assume. Okay, but something is mysterious. There is a package floating. It's hung up on some branches right here in the canal. I see it, and we're gonna have to call in the bomb squad. We're gonna have to investigate.
Do you want me to call in the bomb squad, or are you going to call in the bomb squad?
I think at this point I can. I've got the walkie-talkie, right?
Okay, goodbye.
Dispatch?
That's dispatch.
Yeah. Are you somebody I was just talking to?
Yes.
I'm calling in that bomb thing now.
Oh, okay. All
so
right.
So can we get the bomb squad out here?
Yes.
Oh, they're pulling up. So apparently this guy's... Oh. Yeah, I already called them. So, I got the number right here out of the yellow pages.
Oh, right.
Sir, you're not, that's not the yellow pages. You're actually just holding a rock. And you called on...
Officer Dewey, are you drunk too?
Well, I'm not going to say I'm not.
Is the bomb squad there?
Yeah.
Do you see the bomb?
Yeah, they're down there. They're getting it now. They're digging it out. I think they're actually going to...
Is the other drunk man in his stick still there?
Yeah, he's sitting down now.
Has the dog ran away?
No, he's petting it. And it's bald. It's a bald, all shaved dog sitting in his lap, and he's petting it. So
that dog likes a lot of pets.
Yeah, it's fine though. But the fact of the matter is, oh, hold on. There's some kids walking over.
What? That's your package? Where are you from?
Well, I just got an update on the package situation. Apparently, there's a couple hooligans from NASA, which is actually, come to think of it, we're standing next to NASA. This isn't hung up on anything at all. It's actually tethered with a rope. Apparently they're doing some sort of experiment with it. So,
all right, well, carry on with your experiment.
I'm not gonna lie though, bomb squad's here. We've dug it out. We are gonna detonate it. I'm sorry. They've been called. They got the robot out. They got the little arm picking it up. Yep, it's going in. And boom. Okay, yep, that's gone. So I guess if you've learned anything, ma'am.
Yes.
And I'm telling this gentleman too. Be vigilant. Always notice your surroundings. And a little more vodka than mixer. Thank you.
Yep, ratio checks out.
So that was an unfortunate package found.
Yeah, it's a mysterious package attached to a bright red parachute set off a bomb scare on Tuesday.
Oh, that's not Veggie Day?
But the white styrofoam box turned out to be a NASA experiment. A group of solar power panels.
Oh, hold on, that's still moving. Hold on. Still moving. Up. Don't move. Don't move.
Oh.
Up. Still moving. I'm telling you. All right, I think the package is dead. It's not going anywhere at this point, so go ahead.
So Brunswick, is that Connecticut?
Hold on a second. I'm just making sure. Right there. Yep, what? I'm opening the package now. I just wanted to see what was in here. Oh.
Is that leftover from Christmas?
Oh. That's unfortunate. They actually had a koala bear in there. We've detonated and shot a koala bear.
When the employees approached the package, they discovered a handwritten message attached to the outside of it. NASA Atmospheric Research Instrument, not a bomb. If found, please call this number. If it lands near the president, we at NASA wish him a great round of golf.
Really? Are you serious? That's great. Nothing mentioned about a koala, though.
Not reassured by the message, the noise the package was making.
Yeah?
It appears to be ticking.
Okay.
It says it's not a bomb.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of bombs say they're not bombs.
I've watched a lot of 24, and there's always a ticking.
Pam a ticky, get over here. Get over here. I'm going to call my bomb guy in. Hold on a second. This package says not a bomb.
That's a bomb.
That's a bomb?
That's a bomb. Is anything that, somebody says not a bomb, they're not fooling me. That's a bomb.
Read on, though. It also says NASA experiment. If lands near the president while he's playing golf. So, I mean, you still think it's a bomb?
That's probably a bomb.
The ticking would give it away?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, what should we do?
Let's find some wires.
Okay.
Here, put this hat on.
Okay. That's... Yours is a lot thicker than mine. Mine just says,
"Well, it's cold
official
out.
Bomb squad." Yeah, but yours is actually protected with a visor. Mine's just a ball cap.
Well, yours says run on the back of it.
It does, okay.
Yep, that's a good message to everybody that sees you going by, and then they see the run, they need to be running too.
Okay, do I yell run when I'm running?
No, that could cause a stampede.
That could cause a stampede, yeah, and we shouldn't do that here at the mall.
So hold this flashlight.
Okay.
I'm going to find some wires.
Okay. Which cover should you take off first? I'm not an expert, but I watched 24 too once.
We should probably turn it upside down first.
Okay. Should we take the one that says power wires off or the one that says do not take off?
Well, I've got this hammer. Let's try that first.
Okay. Hit it.
Yep. There's a wire.
It's still ticking though. There's three wires. What color do we cut?
The gray one.
I don't see gray. There's green, red, and yellow.
Well, my eyes are kind of funny. That's all I see is black and gray.
They did say...
And really white.
They did say they were sending in the reserve bomb squad guy.
Yeah, that's
Tiki, me. Are you colorblind?
It's color confusion, actually.
Okay, so I'm not. Do you know what color in the books they tell you to cut?
Yes, you need to cut the gray one.
Huh. Apparently you can't read colors either.
No.
Okay, I'm just going to cut this one.
Is it gray? I think this one's gray right here.
That's red.
So that's pretty much the same as gray?
You're actually holding the red and the yellow one both, and you're asking me if that's gray. You're holding
okay.
Two wires.
What about this one?
That's the green one.
Okay. Huh, I had no idea there were so many different colors of wires.
Yeah.
What is this one?
That is a gray. Where did you find a gray wire? There's a fourth wire now, and that is a gray wire.
Well, it was underneath the white one.
The red one that was gray earlier. You're holding the gray one now, so should we cut that one?
Let's cut it right now.
Yeah, cut it.
Let's just see what happens.
Cut it.
Click.
Boom! So did it, did it turn out to be a bomb or no? Did they get to that?
No, it was a, they were doing an atmospheric experiment.
So it really wasn't a bomb? NASA really put that on there?
The student that had put the note on there,
okay,
is not involved with this experiment anymore.
And he
probably got kicked out of NASA.
So he was a hooligan.
Yes.
And they...
I don't think they skinned him alive.
They swept him out of there. That's a broom sweeping. They were cleaning up. Nothing ever happened. I would think that that would be almost more of a story, because if I'm that they're not a full government agency, but they receive a lot of government funding. So I could see why he's no longer with them.
Yeah. To describe the picture of it, it looks like just a white box, maybe like a computer tower.
Okay.
And then it's got this handwritten note and a Sharpie. Taped to the side of it.
If you've seen it just walking along a canal with your stick and your dog, would you think it was a bomb?
I would think that it was a cooler that fell out of some
redneck's pickup. Like a styrofoam cooler?
Yeah.
Not a bomb.
Right.
Wouldn't even be in your realm of possibilities of things it could be.
No.
That's the world we live in.
It's like that's something that flew out of the back of a pickup.
Oh, man, my story just popped me up some Vegas deals. That reminds me, Vegas is pretty much set. We'll discuss it Wednesday. There was some news about Amy going. Turns out she doesn't want to hang out with me in Vegas this year. So Skin Man and his wonderful wife, Sarah, will be going. Mexico and his wonderful wife will be going. Conrad and his wonderful wife will be going. Eric and his wonderful wife, Chip, will be going. Me and I guess my new mistress, Andy,
yep,
will be going and sharing a room. Sounds like everybody will be staying at Excalibur. I got a double room. Me and Andy are sharing a bed. There is still room for Steve or Chris or Aaron or all of you. If Steve and Chris and their wives both show up and they say, well, we thought we had a room, me and Andy are staying with Skin Man or
in the bathtub,
wherever, and you guys got a room. So that is still there. I'll rent a Motel 8 and give you my room. I don't care. I'll sleep on an alternative schedule. My promise of a room is still there. February 28th, we will embark on my second Conrad and Jack Vegas Spectacular. I believe the 5th Vegas Spectacular or 6th. So we're excited for that. So that's another thing MSN gives you, is the wonderful scrolling banner just popped me up. And it's a deal I need to look into. I almost need Skin Man to come up with the story so I can book this deal. It's such a good deal. It's not really. I'm not gonna.
Going to book a deal on top of your last deal?
Yeah, I've already got a couple deals booked. I'm just seeing which one pans out to be the best deal. That, and if we need a spot for anybody else, we have one.
Right. Well, Chevrolet pulls most reliable ad after being challenged by Toyota. In a recent ad campaign, Chevrolet made the claim that their cars are more reliable than Honda, Toyota, and Ford. This claim is based on some very selective survey data.
I read this story. They got in a little bit of trouble.
That Chevy sponsored. Toyota has disputed Chevrolet's claim, and now the ad's been pulled from the rotation.
What's funny is I've seen this ad on TV. The first time I seen it air, it airs and it just makes that statement. It says, in a rude metrics, whatever. Then it says...
Most reliable, you son of a bitch!
But then they tried to even pull another one. They aired it, and it said, of a survey taken from Chevrolet owners. I hope Chevrolet owners say their car is more reliable than Toyota. If they don't, that's a bad sign. Now, if you've had a Toyota and Chevy, there's going to be a certain audience that can take part in that survey. But a lot of the ones cannot. So that wasn't a fair. I did also, we skimmed over one thing. Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Is that today?
A lot of people had the day off.
I didn't buy him anything.
I don't think he minds.
Oh.
I did read a story. It was pretty funny. Trump made a impromptu visit to the Martin Luther King Memorial. Didn't go over real well. I think came off as a shenanigans visit in spite of. I think he probably was just trying to do the presidential thing, and I'm not a Trump guy. And I think that people's panties are in such a wad.
I wonder how many people looked up and said, what the fuck is he doing here?
Yeah. I mean, I think even how many of his people said, what the fuck is he doing there? We didn't elect him to go to monuments. We elected him to get a fucking wall built. Get the fucking wall built. So, happy 1/21/19 ding. Martin Luther King Day. I went into work this morning and noticed the highways were clearer, so that was nice. The way home, I didn't notice it as much, so I don't know if a large portion. I've noticed since the government shut down, okay, I haven't really noticed a lot. There are a lot of people affected by that, and we're going into like week 5 now, and I think that's starting to have its toll.
Hey, the highways are being well-maintained in Kansas from what I've seen.
We did have a big ice storm over the weekend. Conrad's got a story Wednesday involving the ice storm. I wasn't affected by it much. I had a run around Saturday, but I got a 4-wheel drive and
I didn't leave the house until Saturday evening.
And it was all gone by then. I mean, the roads wise, maybe well, not out by your place.
Yeah, it was just refrozen again.
Yeah, but you got the 4-wheel drive just cruising along. I'm not affected by it much. It was cold. That's been the worst thing. It has been bitterly cold. I could do without that.
Right.
I find myself like this whole weekend, I did literally, other than like leaving to go other places where I could go indoors, I did nothing productive. It just, you don't want to do anything outside in this. So I'm ready for it to be over. Ready for at least, looks like the weather's getting better. I'm ready for Vegas. Did I say that? Have we talked about Vegas this show?
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready for that. The weather looks beautiful there.
It's getting closer. But I'm not going to start my countdown until February 1st.
Yeah, I think it's funny is it hasn't, I don't even think it's a month since I've been there.
Right.
It feels like it's been a year since I've been there. It feels like I haven't been there since we went.
Right.
So like I said, I'm excited. This is going to be the most, and I don't know how much time me and Andy will get to spend together.
Right.
But I feel like we're going to have some late night talks while I'm laying there all drunk and giggly. And I'm just going to tell him all kinds of secrets. And he's going to open up to me and tell me about his muffler on his car.
Oh, okay.
No.
Open up to you. It's like,
I told him I've got us a room, 2 beds. Only one's usable. So he said, seems fine. He doesn't seem thrown off by it. So, do we want to talk about Brad Pitt and Charlize Theron's new romance or John Travolta stepping out with his newly shaven head?
John Travolta.
We're not really good. I don't think I can.
Oh.
I did read a story last week on that. I don't know if I can do that. So I read a story. He showed up somewhere no hair and got a bunch of love, and he needed it because he was really self-conscious about it, I guess. So he started rocking the new shaved hair at the beginning of the year. Recently made his first public debut as a bald man, the Living Legend, or at the Living Legends of Aviation Award.
They'll give an award for anything, won't they?
And Look Who's Talking 3, I think in the Look Who's Talking series, John Travolta played an astounding private pilot. So is this maybe why he got the award? Knowing guys like him, he's probably got a pilot license and flies. Because I read for the Sully movie, which I recently watched for the first time, that Tom Hanks actually took flying lessons. He didn't fly anything real during the movie, but he wanted to be so convincing that he could do it. That he...
Well, it's possible. I have two cousins, three cousins that can fly a plane.
Okay, that scares me. Are these the same ones that can also shoot Blue Rock back behind their back?
Yeah.
Well, that's actually... I would like that. If I owned an airline...
And Gertrude can put the shotgun over her shoulder and then shoot the Blue Rock with a mirror.
That's not only a turn-on, but what she should lead every dating app she ever signs up for with.
Well, she doesn't put pictures on those because...
She don't need to.
Well, she's as ugly as a sack full of assholes.
That's okay. With her shooting skills and the lack of... we've read a story on they're trying to take away masculinity from men last Monday. They're basically trying to puss up society. We need our women to be tougher. So they're going to start being our hunters and gatherers. We're going to start sewing and cooking and all that stuff.
Well, what do you do when you get hungry?
What I do, make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, bud.
See, that's cooking.
Yeah. I do. Well, then I do a fair share of the cooking around here now.
Right.
All that guilt I've been given from people that say I'm waited on hand and foot. I made my own peanut butter sandwich yesterday.
And when you drop the peanut butter on the floor, do you clean it?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I wipe it up. Tank, get over here.
Why is this a fucking issue?
That's true. That's true.
I mean, it's just doing things the way that people should be doing them.
Well, we got in that discussion with Isaac the other day. I made him clean his room, and he said, "You never clean your room." Fair. I said, "But look at all the areas of the house that are affected by me."
Right.
I pick up after myself. I'm probably the worst when it comes to lending a hand. I really don't do nothing. I feel bad. Like, I'll pick up. I'll take out trash occasionally. I'll bring in the can occasionally. It's just a lack of thinking about it. She just does it all. I'm spoiled rotten in that sense.
Right.
So I'm definitely the worst. Probably of everybody, most people I know, I contribute the least.
Right.
And it was even funnier because a couple years ago, she was mowing the front yard and a portion of the back too, and doing most of the inside stuff. And then I'm like, I always like, well, at least I do all the home repairs. And then I come home and she's painting a room and I'm like, she don't even need me. She just has me here because she likes me.
Right.
When that runs out, I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
So I've been trying to be nicer to her. Started by not getting her nothing for her birthday.
You're off to a great start this year.
And by apparently guilting her out of going to Vegas with us.
Oh my God.
I wanted her to go, especially once I found out everybody's wives were going.
So you're 0 for 2 now.
Yeah. I'm 0 for way more than that. Way more than that. It took me till noon to tell her happy birthday. I'm 0 for a lot more than that. Naturally, pun intended, fans were quick to react to his major no-hair transformation on social media. The majority of peeps were all about his natural look, praising the 64-year-old for being himself. Can't beat the bald look. He wore it with pride, one Instagrammer wrote. I don't think he has to be bald. I think he's just going bald. There's a difference. Like, I don't know if that's something to be proud of. It's like, I don't know. That's where we're going. That's the story that Skin Man made me read. Bladder cancer? No. I think everybody's kind of, if you have a computer, has seen something about this Life Right for Life March, the Indians, and the Make America Great Again teen videos went pretty viral. The first video that came out pretty convincingly show the teen to be wrong. The second video that comes out pretty convincingly shows the teen not to be wrong. I think the story files somewhere in the middle. I think there's a faction of people that didn't like the guys wearing the hats, and a faction of the guys wearing the hats that decided you can't put me in an area I don't want to be. So I think everybody's wrong in this. I think we're at a time where I don't care what hat you wear. These marches are only put together for stories now. During this same one, and I don't want to mess it up because it's for Wednesday. That's why I don't want to do too much of this. There was multiple factions leading their rights for life. There was different religions, orientations of people, high school students, which this guy was a group of a school who just within that group of the school kids was a group of kids wearing the Make America Great Again hats that led into this situation. So basically what I'm saying is stick to your own gang. Crips stick with Crips. Bloods stick with Bloods. No, don't do that. Mingle. Get out. We're supposed to envelop people's differences. What made America great in the beginning was the fact that whether you were black, white, well, in the beginning, it was really not. But it didn't matter what race, religion, whatever you came from. We listened to everybody's views. Nobody was held higher because political party, religion, nothing. We all came the same standing ground.
What about a don't be an asshole march?
That would be great. But then there would be people there that are on the asshole side that say, you can't tell me not to be an asshole. And then people there that say, I don't care if people are assholes. And then they're fighting each other, and they're both on the same one. The ones that said, I'm an asshole, and the ones that don't care if they're an asshole, all of a sudden they're fighting. Well, these people don't even care if they're assholes. But they're mad because they don't care. No, you should want me to be an asshole. And that's where we're at. I don't know. I went through a phase of it myself when he won, where I started going around saying, God damn it, if there's really that many people, then where category do I fall in? But then I started seeing all the reasons all of that happened. And the Me Too, all of that makes sense now. All of this makes sense. It's supposed to happen. But we're not supposed to. Indian guys that are there trying to give their message are not supposed to be fighting with high school teens that are there to see this. That's what I think their school wanted them to be a part of, was the diversity and the coming together of multiple people, that you can do that. We're a country where you should be able to do that. You should be able to wear whatever on your head or your face or your back or your shoes or your, you know, whatever. It shouldn't really fucking matter. I don't care if somebody's wearing a towel on their head or something over their face or whatever. I mean, does it strike me different sometimes? Yes, because I'm not used to seeing certain things. Do I give a shit? No. Should you? No.
Right.
But I'm also the guy that doesn't care about the kneeling thing. And I get people on both sides that's kind of where my joke about the assholes and don't be and whatever come in. I don't care. But then I get people on the care side who get pissed off at me for it. And people on the that want them to do it side get pissed off because I fall in the middle and say, I don't care. I get mad because people care. That's the only thing I'm mad about, not because they do it or don't do it. I get mad that we're at a place.
Why is it a big deal?
Exactly. Is that really the most major thing going on? Is all the cancer cured? Is all the crime solved? Are all the people that are in prison that shouldn't be there out? Are the albino children,
The prisons are literally filled with people that are innocent. You just ask them.
That's true.
They didn't do it.
That's true. You cannot take their word.
They didn't have a shred of evidence.
Unfortunately,
except my fingerprints all over the place.
There was a thing that just passed. It's one of the best bipartisan things. I'm trying not to do too serious, but this is Monday Papers. That was a bipartisan act that is going to remove a lot of nonviolent criminal offenders. Problem is, once you've been in prison for long enough, you become a violent criminal offender because
right.
you have to, especially if you're in a prison, not a jail.
Right.
If you're in a prison, you're fighting to survive. I mean, I watched 45 Days In. I watched all these shows, and they start out regular, just trading cigarettes, and then all of a sudden, dude's doing heroin. He was a cop that went in, and he's doing heroin because he's so afraid if he doesn't, they're going to think he's a narc, and they're going to kill him, and he can't get to the guards in time, and I'm like, it's real.
Right.
It's real. So that's something that's happened. But I just think we have a lot bigger issues than, you know, who you support or don't.
Yeah.
We don't support the issues anymore. We support people. And that's when the problem became. I supported Bill Clinton because he played the jazz. He played the sax and he played it sexy. But other than that, my give a shit has been directed at who I feel sides with the things that provide better for my family.
Right.
Not because he owned buildings or sold something, or because her husband was president before, or because he looks like Larry David, or whatever. If I could rewind it all, I would have went and gave all my direction to him. But so I don't want to get any more into that, but we'll talk about that Wednesday. But that happened. And had I not seen the new video, I probably would have been on the side of everybody that was walking around before the video came out and said, that kid's a dirtbag little shit. Somebody needs to teach him right. I still say he's a dirtbag piece of shit because he's a smug little asshole looking kid, but he didn't start the fight. I'll say that.
Well, on the lighter side of the news, Chinese scientists who made gene-edited babies evaded oversight to seek fame.
I think this is the same guy that made the Impossible Burger, so I'm interested.
Beijing, China, a scientist who said he made the world's first gene-edited babies intentionally evaded oversight and broke national guidelines national guidelines in a quest for fame and fortune, according to a government investigation quoted in state media on Monday.
So this is basically the Chinese version of the movie Twins, because they were formed on an island illegally with research not approved by the American government, and they spawned two of the most beautiful babies. So maybe that's what this guy was trying to do.
Was that Dr. Zhivago?
Yeah, Zhivago.
Yeah.
And he made, I mean, have you seen the movie? It's an American classic. Twins?
No, I have not.
It's got Sylvester Stallone in it and Ray Romano.
Never heard of her.
Okay. Well, it's got Danny DeVito and Arnold in it.
Oh, I have not seen that.
It sounds very similar to what you're describing, but I want to hear more.
Right. November that he used a gene editing technology known as CRISPR-Cas9 to alter the embryonic
okay.
genes of twin girls born that month, sparking an international outcry about the ethics and safety of such research.
Question, did he splice them to make them hotter or better athletes? Does it say?
I think a better cook.
Ah, well, if you're breeding them, You don't want them to run faster. You don't want them to look better, so they leave.
Because the scientist, the picture of the scientist,
he's not.
He's a skinny dude.
I need somebody to cook.
So he doesn't know how to cook. If he knew how to cook, he'd be a fat man like
you.
I
said gene splicing. Is this like Levi's? Or, yeah, Gene Simmons, do they clone in him?
I think they're just looking to make remake the tongue.
Oh, okay. Okay. Like just a tongue and
yeah,
box?
That way you can turn off your light switch from wherever you are. I'm sitting on the couch. I want the light off.
Wouldn't it be better if you just had a, like, thing, the hand?
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever that is.
Yeah.
I don't remember what that was. I'm not a thing.
Yeah.
It was the hairy guy.
Cousin it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so thing was, thing one. Oh,
just
yeah.
Made real high-pitched, weird yeah. Noises.
Okay. I wish I had just an extra hand sometimes. Not going to tell you what for.
Yeah, we all know what for.
But I'll say right now, it would be jerking me off.
Look at me, I'm scratching my ass.
No hands!
And scratching my head.
And I'm done.
Hundreds of Chinese and international scientists commented, he and any application of gene editing on human embryos for reproductive purposes was unethical. Chinese authorities also denounced he had issued a temporary halt to research activities involving the editing of human genes. He had deliberately evaded oversight with the intent of creating a gene-edited baby for the purpose of reproduction, according to the initial findings of the investigation.
Quick, two things. He, is that his name? Second, in China, I hear that they kill babies if you have too many. And you're telling me that they have scientists working on making more of them. Could we take these gene editing scientists and focus them on diseases like cancer and like cure and keep the people we have here and not create new ones?
His name is He.
Okay, that's what I thought it was.
He.
It was confusing for the listeners. I didn't know if he was him or he was he.
Jinaku.
He Jinaku. So he's in trouble for splitting babies and making two. Does it say like he went in and cleaned up their DNA and made them better? Because that's what I'm waiting on.
Right.
Once they can, you know, take all the bad shit away. Hunchbacks and horse bites and things like that that you're born with.
He had raised funds himself and privately organized a team of people.
He himself had raised funds. Sorry, go ahead.
No, he had.
Okay.
He had done raised himself some fundages.
No, again, I was trying to, for the audience, he.
That's his name.
Is his name. Then him. Okay, go ahead.
Funds himself and privately organized a team of people to carry out the procedure in order to seek personal fame and profit. What is that?
Are they killing him? Because that's what they do over there, I heard. They euthanize him.
Right.
We talked about this. I thought euthanasia was like a fun sonic like band from like Seattle. Come to find out it's a horrible thing going on in Asia.
Right.
So, and it took Charlize Theron, a movie of hers, to let me know about it.
Right.
12 Monkeys, I think. I don't remember.
I thought that was
that was Harley Davidson and Marlboro Man that let me know about what was really going on in China.
Rule number one.
A couple weeks ago, with last show you did with me, we had a chocolate spill story.
Yeah.
So I found us another one.
Uh-huh.
I believe that one was over Europe somewhere because I was making fun of the Europes for chocolate on their highway. Well, it done happened in the United States. Chocolate spill creates sweet hot mess on Arizona highway. Flagstaff, Arizona. Authorities in a northern Arizona town had a sweet hot mess on their hands after a tanker trucker's trailer detached from the truck and rolled on its side on the slick pavement, spilling over a liquid of chocolate onto the westbound lanes of Interstate 40.
Oh, clear it, clear it. We don't have time to clear it. Just get out of the way. Here comes a jalapeno truck. Oh, it just done turned over, too.
Well, we found out something. Chocolate does not work to melt the ice. It just freezes and makes everything slicker.
You got your chocolate in my jalapenos.
You got your jalapenos in my chocolate. Good combination.
It's sweet and spicy.
The Arizona Daily Sun reports the wreck Monday about 11 miles east of Flagstaff required cleanup crews to pour most of the 40,000 gallons of chocolate onto the highway's median to lighten the damaged tanker so it could be towed away. Fat people are freaking out. The chocolate was liquid because it had been was being stored in the tanker at 120 degrees. That's 49 degrees Celsius for the Celsius likers out there.
Yep.
State Department of Public Safety spokesman Bart Graves said there were no injuries and the driver was not cited. Yeah, this is Bart Graves. I'm going to take questions after we do the report here. Everybody's heard there was a tanker out on Interstate 40 had flipped.
Interstate 40, got it. I got my spoon in my bucket. Fuck off, I'm going.
Okay, Tom's out of here. We knew he'd go. I should have let off with where it was. We would have not had Tom here to begin with. He's fat. We knew he was leaving. Couple things. I'm going to steer people clear of Interstate 40 for about a week. I know you say about a week. Why? We're going to let this chocolate harden. To recoup some of the cost, the stuff that hasn't touched the ground, we're going to send some guys out there. I don't know if they're the Oompas or who they are. I don't know who does this. So Charlie's going to send some of the guys out. They're going to chip them into bars. We're going to have a bake sale. We're going to send the kids around raffling off chocolate bars to help recoup some of the cost of the cleanup. Also, the trucker was not cited. He did lose his job. We thought it was a bit much. He's actually going to be driving for the city. We've got him a job. It was not his fault. Come to find out, he was reaching on his floorboard for a chocolate bar. Got turned sideways. It's an ironic story if you think about it.
Now, there's a rumor going around that he had actually drowned in the hot chocolate.
That was just a rumor. There was one fatality to report. We don't have an age yet. Believe the gentleman somewhere between his late teens and early 40s. I know you say why such a wide range. The gentleman was extremely obese. It's hard to judge. He's now covered in chocolate as well, who is hardened.
Yeah.
Not all of the chocolate has touched his skin. So there's a portion we think we can get off for the bars.
Now, was this Nestle's?
I don't want to disclose the maker because right now they've signed an agreement with us to let us use the chocolate for our bars. We're going to call them Fayette bars. Just local, you know. We were going to call my 40s.
What about Fayette's chocolate-covered drivers?
Okay, I like that. But again, I know you're trying to write. I know where you're going with this, Arnold. None of the man is going to be in the chocolate bars, okay?
Damn it.
I promise. I know you want a story about it. You tried doing it when we had the barbecue spill back on I-70. I get it.
Why is cannibalism illegal?
It's not that it's illegal. It's frowned upon here, okay? It is illegal, but it's also frowned upon.
What's your favorite marinade?
I'm going to have to say lately it's chocolate.
Okay.
So I marinate everything in chocolate.
What are you doing about Friday around 9:30?
Hey,
because I've got a big smoker.
Smith, can you and a couple of the guys escort Arnold out? Yeah, actually let him go get...
Well, no, hey, wait, no, wait, no, wait.
Listen, we're going to hold on. I know you think it's bad. We're going to get you an exclusive. on scene, you and Tom.
I'm cooking Tom. Okay.
Well, or you're getting pushed in and Tom's going to eat you. Whatever happens, I'm not saying. But Smith, escort him out there. Yeah, go ahead and give him some of the special chocolate before you kick him out there. Okay. Any other questions? All right. So stay clear of 40. Chocolate bars will be on sale next week. Driver is not ticketed. We have a new driver in the city. Coincidence, I know. I already said it's him. I know. I can't cover it up now. Thanks, everybody.
Quick question. Dan Daly with the Daily Planet.
Okay.
Is it true that there was hallucinogenics in the chocolate?
No, actually, not reported. I'm sorry I left it out. We wanted to get all the details. There was a bus. I don't know. We call them burnouts around here. I think they call them hippies. There may have been more fatalities. They may have had drugs in the van. They may have been mixed into a portion of the chocolate. Only the highway chocolate, though. Not what we had to spill onto the media. And that was separated. We had a cookie cutter.
And what portion of the highway? Just for relevance.
Actually, Smith, take Dan out there with Tom and Arnold. And show him what part of the highway. Yeah.
I'm not coming back, am I?
Put him next to the other bodies when you're done.
All right. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, time to die.
All right. Thanks, guys. So, ticket not cited. That was the end of the story, so perfect. 20 places where $150,000 is enough to retire. Look at the picture. What does that have to do with retiring? She's not retired. Sorry. You can look away from the picture now. It was a picture of a butt, and there's a couple things in this world besides hallucinogenic chocolate that gets Skin Man dazed and confused, and that's chocolate. We're about to wrap things up. Give Skin Man a chance for one more story if he's got one. I had a little feel-good moment. I told Conrad about this, and it's kind of strange, but a friend of my daughter's came over. The next day, my daughter said, "Hey, this friend asked me if you were my older brother." I said, "Hell yeah. Winning." So that was just my glory moment. I did come to find out I was playing PlayStation, and I was drinking a Squeeze-It, a grape Squeeze-It, right, when she came over. So maybe that's why she thought that I was the brother.
Yeah.
The older loser brother that lives at home.
Video games and juice boxes. That's
well, that's what I said. It was nothing to do with just that I'm younger looking still is how I took it. I had a couple stories I won't get to, but I like reading titles. Florida man finds boa constrictor under his car hood. Yeah, that would catch y'all. Rodeo Alaska cow evades capture wandering Anchorage trails.
Woo-hoo!
So if you're out in Alaska, wander across the cow, it's an escaped one. Let him go. Let him live. Eat an impossible burger.
You never catch me, copper. I'm a cow.
I'm on the way to eat an impossible burger, sir. Wouldn't that be ironic? Don't you think? Man pleads guilty after alligator threat. I kind of want to read that one, but we're not going to. Coyote in bathroom. Critter runs into a convention center. Actually, we read that one last Monday. Lawyer. Coat chewing could have thrown off the breath test. So apparently a guy was trying to get out of a booze test by chewing on his coat. Problem was, he had spilled alcohol earlier.
On the coat.
Soaked it up.
Yeah,
he says he wasn't really drinking. He just had bad breath, was sucking on the coat to get rid of his bad breath. Alcohol soaks in through the coat into his mouth, throws off the test, fails DUI. They refuse to let him take a blood test.
Well,
I made all of that up, but that sounds like an interesting story. That's what we normally do here. I read titles and make up the stories. They're so much more interesting than when you read them. What do you got? You got anything? Anything I'll let you read the title of, and maybe if I like it, we'll read it.
Nothing really worthy.
Australian train worker rescues wild goat. Oh, we read that one. Oklahoma game warden catches poacher via dating app. We did that one last week. Half ton fun. That was Paper Boys. Earlier I was looking for, I don't know, something to play when I came in. Instead, I stumbled across this. If you're a man born, I don't know, somewhere from 75 to 82 is the way I found it, the game Paperboy was a pretty large part of your life. It started out, I believe, on like one of the original Apple computers. They had it on Atari, all kinds of things. So I'll leave you with this. Paperboy's the musical. Thanks for joining us. Greatest music I've ever seen. Well, we can't go that far with it. Thanks for joining us, guys. This was another Monday Papers. I'm Casey.
I would be Skin Man.
And we'll tell you goodbye.